This is JIS News. Coming up, 1,000 young people to be mobilized across the island to assist with vector control. Direct flights from Hartford to Jamaica expected to boost tourism and additional facility to be constructed for early stimulation program. The news in detail after the break.
The Public Procurement Act is here. Jamaica's first standalone law regarding government procurement, geared towards maximizing efficiency, ensuring value for money, equitable treatment for suppliers, and integrity throughout the procurement process. That's the Public Procurement Act. Get informed. Learn how your business can benefit. Call the Minister of Finance and Planning for details.
A message from the National Council on Drug Abuse.
Now the news. 1,000 young persons are to be mobilized across the island as part of efforts to safeguard Jamaica against the Zika virus. Health Minister Horace Daly says the youth will be drawn from universities, high schools, and community colleges islandwide. He says the teams will be working with the vector control unit of the ministry to identify and destroy mosquito breeding sites in both public and private spaces.
We are going to do everything in our powers, community by community, parish by parish, to ensure that we eliminate the mosquito, to identify the virus if it is here, and to minimize the impact on our economy and our people.
The health minister was speaking at a national Zika virus training seminar in Kingston Thursday. The workshop was held to update senior health staff on the situation of Zika virus infections globally and regionally. In the meantime, Health Minister Horace Daly is urging Jamaicans to remain vigilant and to continue to identify and destroy all mosquito breeding sites. Addressing a national Zika virus training seminar in Kingston Thursday, Mr. Daly said while the health ministry continues its preparedness activities, all citizens have a responsibility to safeguard their surroundings from the Aedes aegypti mosquito.
We are going to call on every single Jamaican, every church, tell your congregation, look around your house, search your house, search your environment, find this mosquito and kill it.
The National Training Seminar provided guidance on the management of the Zika virus, including clinical control, epidemiological surveillance, laboratory diagnosis and communications for rapid response and outbreak control. The Zika virus, which was recently detected in the Caribbean region, is not in Jamaica at this time. Come next year, Jamaica could start receiving direct flights from Bradley International Airport, BIA, in Connecticut. This resulting from talks between Jamaica's ambassador to the United States, Ralph Thomas, and executive director of BIA, Kevin Dillon. According to Mr. Dillon, direct service from Jamaica will open up enormous opportunities for both Jamaica and Hartford.
Yeah, direct service from Jamaica would serve a whole core of our population that we try to serve here in the Hartford area. It really opens up some good doors for us to enhance the tourism back and forth between locations.
Mr. Dillon was speaking in an interview with JIS News. He adds that the service will also create opportunity for cargo between Jamaica and other Caribbean islands, as once established, it will offer connecting flights within the region. Mr. Dillon says the Connecticut Airport Authority stands ready to offer incentives to take away some of the risk associated with the startup route. And approval has been granted for construction of an additional facility for the Early Stimulation Program, ESP. Minister of Labor and Social Security Dr. Fenton Ferguson says this new facility will create a designated space for persons who utilize the program.
$86 million will be spent to improve the infrastructure that will create greater comfort, greater quality service for your program.
Dr. Ferguson was speaking at the ESP's 40th Anniversary Parents Appreciation and Awards Ceremony held in Kingston recently. The new facility, to be built at the ESP's Hanover Street location downtown Kingston, will include an assessment center as well as therapy and treatment rooms. This comes just months after the construction of an ESP facility in Portland built with support from the Digicel Foundation. Since 1975, the ESP has been catering to the educational and developmental needs of children with disabilities. That was the JIS News. I'm Lorraine Mendez.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.